Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, the Browns are, they let Nick Chubb go, right? We all know. I mean, I'm sure they could have brought him back if they wanted to. They could have figured out some kind of contract, but they didn't. And they decided they were going to draft two rookies. Okay. But they're also giving up what? He was fifth all time in yards per carry
at 5.1.
So, I mean, they let him go. But again, we all know about the injuries. I think we were all expecting this to happen. So I think we were stabilized for what was going to happen later today when he passes his physical, should he pass his physical, and ends up signing with Houston. And now you're relying on two young running backs. And, you know, are you okay with that? The fact that they went away from experience and they're bringing in young guys. Now, I mean, anyone that saw Quinshon Judkins run at Ohio State is very optimistic about this. And
5.1 yards per carry during his college career.
Yeah, so let's see if he can duplicate what Nick Chubb did. But let's not forget that's top five all time. So, Terry's on a cell. Hi, Terry. How are you?
Hi, Terry.
What's up? What's happening, guys?
How are you?
I got a couple things.
Yeah.
First of all, what is the contract that Houston is signing them to?
I'm sure it's a one-year deal.
Haven't heard. I would bet it's a one-year close to a vet minimum with incentives.
Yeah.
Okay. Why couldn't we do that and have experience in the running back room? I just don't understand why we couldn't do that.
Terry, it's not about that. It's about they decided to move on.
Well, I get that they decided to move on, but at the same time, I think he's going. You know, it takes a couple of years to come back from that type of knee injury.
I said that in the break.
And this is the year.
Except for one thing,
I just think
sometimes guys don't come back from devastating knee injuries. He did once. Can he do it twice? Man, I sure hope so, Terry. But I mean, there's no guarantee that he's going to come back.
Well, that's true. I just wish for sentimental reasons and also PR, I think they should have brought him back. But I'm going to move on to another question.
Hey, let me just throw one other point there. When you have, and Terry, just real quick, I mean, we're arguing about four quarterbacks, too. Roster spots are going to be at a premium on this team, especially knowing that that's four quarterbacks, knowing that your starting quarterback is, how does that work with the IR? But he's going to take up a spot, too, on the overall roster. So I mean, roster spots are not going to be easy for the Browns this year. Okay, now, sorry. Go ahead, Terry.
Okay, switching gears just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What really happened between the Guardians and Tito? Something happened, and nobody's talking about it. Because for him to come back as quickly as he came back to manage another team, something happened.
We'll talk a little bit Terry, I'll give you the quick answer on this thing. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. I kind of felt like they were going in different directions on some stuff, and but, you know, he did need to worry about himself first, and he'd be the first guy to tell you that. He had to take care of himself. And I'm sure he hated missing games during the regular season. Remember, he missed an All-Star game because he was supposed to manage that, and didn't feel good, and he was dealing with issues. So hopefully he got himself healthy. And, you know, I don't know, sometimes baseball has a way of letting guys and teams separate, even though they may not be fighting, you know, completely fighting, but they just philosophically sometimes they head in different directions. And I'll always remember the Mark Shapiro quote when they let Eric Wedge go, and Mark, someone asked Mark, what kind of manager do you want? And he goes, someone like Eric Wedge. And I was like, well, why would you fire him? And then that's the reality of professional baseball, that sometimes you just move away from a manager because you're looking for a fresh perspective. But I mean, the Guardians also let Tito leave on his own terms too. It's not like, you know, it's not like he got fired. I mean, no one wanted that, and he doesn't deserve that. He did a great job while he was here. And sometimes I just think it's philosophical. You agree with that?
Yes.
It's nothing personal. It's just baseball business.
And sometimes it's just guy wants a change.
Yeah.
He wanted to get healthier, and then he wanted to get right back in.
And it's not like the team suffered last year. I mean, they had a really successful.
No, I mean, they had a long working relationship, too. So, congratulations.
Yeah, especially in the beginning. I mean, it wasn't when he first came in here, but we'll talk more about that later. Guardians get set to take on the Reds. Battle of Ohio, Jeff, in case you were wondering.
I heard that, Andy.
Nothing says sports and, tradition and Battle of Ohio. Kevin is at work. Hi, Kev. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Good, good.
I just wanted to know if you guys knew that the new offensive coordinator of Houston, Nick Cayley, he is a local product from Stark County. He went to Glen Oak.
Nice.
Obviously, I think everybody in the NFL is pretty familiar with, what Nick Chubb is to the Cleveland Browns and the fan base.
Right? Was it one of those Carroll guys?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, okay. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So anyway, I just feel that, Houston's going to have so many weapons. I hate to see what they're going to do to the Browns when it comes time. But that was it. I just wanted to, let everybody know, the offense coordinator there, he's from, the Canton area. He went to Glen Oak.
Briante Dunn's coming in next.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right.
Thanks.
You gentlemen have a great day.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. There you go.
Thank you, Kevin.
I love the local ties. Don't you?
Yes, we do.
Oh, you do too?
Sure.
Yeah, I don't think you don't.
Well, who brought him in? John Carroll grad Nick Caserio.
Yeah.
General manager of Houston.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe the Blue Streaks should go D1. They got that beautiful stadium.
All I know is they bailed on the OAC. If you can't beat them, leave.
Wow, that's harsh, man.
That's reality.
Well, maybe you have a better path to be able to get to a national championship. It's
there
okay.
You go, which is
and
fine.
Wouldn't that make, when those two teams play in the playoffs, if you get Mount and John Carroll in the playoffs, doesn't that make it bigger and better? Because you don't have the watered down regular season game
fine.
To worry about.
Fine.
Lewis is in Shaker. Lewis!
You know what? I understand the move because when you watch Chubb run and, he was pity-patting. So that means he was not confident in cutting hard and cutting sharp on that knee. I mean, twice knee surgery and the ankle. I hated to see him go, but, I definitely understand the move. And I watched him. I watched him thoroughly being a former running back. He was not comfortable. Cutting on that knee, he was just not. So I understand the move.
I get it. Yeah, but I also wonder what he's going to look like this year, a year removed from that. And I don't disagree. And Lewis, we probably watch you as a former running back. Right?
Nice job, Lewis.
Star of the LEL? Yes or no?
No. Played for Warrensville. We played against Trinity, Central Catholic. But Central Catholic was state champs and all gotcha. That good stuff.
And you had what 150 yards against those guys?
Pretty much.
All right, that's all I care about. I want to hear your stats.
Nice job, Jimmy Lewis.
Ask Brad Sellers. Brad Sellers will tell you about me.
All right, Hang on, I got to write that down. Call Mayor about Lewis and Shaker. Thank you. You're a good man.
You are.
Talk to you soon. I love it. You got a chance to give us a little bit of those glory days. That was fun. I appreciated that.
I know you did.
Nick Chubb, Houston Texans. Not fun.
There's already a story out in. He joins a crowded group, as we've talked about in Houston.
Yeah.
He's one of five running backs. So what do they do there? My guess is they get a good look and they decide, do we want Nick Chubb or do we want Damian Pierce backing up Joe Mixon? or splitting carries.
Maybe. Well, they'll probably keep three, don't you think? I mean, we're going to probably.
Well, they have Woody Marks, who they drafted, and excuse me as I butcher the pronunciation, Dare Ogunbowale, who's been with them before, and they re-signed him.
All right, so how do you feel then as the, I mean, it becomes official. I mean, not like, although you know what, you never know. You get an injury, somebody gets released, they figure out something else somewhere down the line. But I,
we wish nothing but the best for him. You know, I wish it had worked out here. Andy, what's your favorite number this offseason?
Meaning?
What's your favorite number? What's the number that I keep hearing come out of your mouth?
Oh.
Dan, what is it?
The lack Whichever of, one wins in the Powerball.
No, 15.
15.1.
0.2. No, 0.2. Sorry. Oh, I'm so bad. I feel bad about that. 15.2.
Sorry. Nick Chubb was part of that last year. They needed to upgrade skill positions on the offense. They've decided to do that at running back. They've added a tight end. They're keeping their fingers crossed at wide receiver. And
I still think they make another move at wide receiver.
I do too. And they're keeping their fingers crossed at quarterback. But the one place where they were extremely active, extremely running back. So, I mean, it just screams, what are you going to do? You're going to go back and you're going to run the football like crazy. And they think that these two young guys, combined with Jerome Ford, are the guys to do it. I mean, they're basing their offense, to me, Andy, around the running game. And they decided,
and the tight ends, maybe?
They decided, yeah, I would think, they decided not to gamble on Nick Chubb's health. I get it. I hate it, but I get it.
Hmm. I could see them keeping three tight ends, actually, the more I start looking at this.
Yeah, I would think that's absolutely the case.
But how many wide receivers does that mean you probably keep? Because I would think that a wide receiver...
We're not going to play the roster game yet, are we?
We're getting pretty close, especially after this week, well, once you have everybody coming in.
Considering you have three, I hope they keep three.
That they have what? Three? They have five tight ends.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you very much, Dan. Dan got it.
Wait, can you say that a little slower for me?
They have three guys who we think might be able to play, so I don't need to keep four or five.
Oh, that's true. All right. If you would have said it, I think that a little slower for me would have been a little bit better.
That's all right.
Hashtag analysis.
We should be used to that, having to go a little slower for Andy, shouldn't we, Dan?
No, that's all right.
Oh, no, not in the slightest.
Welcome to another edition of Mensa Football. I did it to myself.
Yeah, he teed himself up for me to take the shot.
Only because
if I hadn't taken the shot, he would have been very mad at me. Is that not correct?
That is valid. He did put it on the tee for you, but he did not put it for me, and therefore, we will be nice.
I am not going to lie. I totally stole that joke from Instagram from over the weekend. Somebody had a clip from Taxi on there, and they were taking a test inside the facility there to pass a driver's license test in New York. And Jim Ignatowski, asked, and I can't remember the guy's name. He was also in Greece. That was also on that show. He was in Greece too. You know what I'm talking about? That was on Taxi?
Yeah, Jeff Conaway.
Jeff Conaway, okay.
No longer with us, God rest his soul.
Well, they're in this, they're taking the test.
He played Kinnicky in Greece.
And Ignatowski asked him, he goes, hey, he whispers over to him, what does yellow mean? And he goes, slow down, slower. And so Jim Dodowski goes back and goes, what does? Nice, nice. It was great. It was one of those really funny moments.
Doesn't yellow actually mean clear the intersection?
Jeff Phelps, Freeways and You, coming up next. No. Scott Petrak, super friend of the show. He knows how to drive, baby. From the Chronicle Telegram. And, of course, brownzone.com. He joins us next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.